At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Good morning. Welcome into Bet Sweat here on the BetMGM Network. He is Jake Hassan. I am Kate Constable. We're in for Sam and Joe today, and we've got a full show for you, talking a ton of NFL football. NFL football, that's kind of redundant. National Football League, right? We have Monday Night Football.
You don't want to talk CFL, Kate? You don't want to talk Canadian Football League?
You know what? Hey, we could. That would make the show very interesting. But we have Monday Night Football. It wasn't the most interesting game in the world, but we're going to talk about it. We also have a full Week 11 slate coming up, some college football, Heisman talk, all that. Yeah, I mean, Jake, I can't lie. I'm not a big Is XFL still going on? Honestly, I don't know.
You're asking the wrong person. I guess. I think, doesn't it usually start like right after the Super Bowl? Like, don't they try to corner the market then? I feel like it's like they start in like March or something. I don't know.
But I also feel like those leagues get canceled all the time and then a brand new one pops up the next year to try and replace it. But it's the exact same thing, just with a different name.
Yeah, I think they had a merger. This is so stupid. I think they had a merger. Like, didn't the UFL and XFL merge or something? Sure.
We don't know the answers to that. So let's talk about the answers we do know. And that's at least what happened in the Monday Night Football game. Jake, that was one of the most boring football games I've watched in a long time. Up until the final, 5 minutes of the game. It was like watching paint dry.
I would argue it was worse than watching paint dry. Like, that was hard to watch. Because we all were hyping this game for, about a week now, if not longer. Oh, this is going to be the game of the week. Everybody lock in. Clear your schedules. NFC heavyweights, let's go. And then it was like having your nails pulled. Like, it was like having a tooth pulled. Like, you're watching this and it's just punt, punt, horrible fumble. It's just, it was bad. I mean, both quarterbacks were under 100 yards at halftime passing. It was just brutal to watch. It was not fun.
Jordan Love was under 100 yards going into the fourth quarter. I want to say he had 84 going into the fourth. Ugh. That's a big fourth. Finished with 176, but yeah, it was nasty. If you love defense, then you probably loved that game last night. The defense has showed up.
Oh, your dad and your uncle and your dad's weird friend who you don't try to have one-on-one conversations with, they all loved what happened. Like, yeah, we're back to old school football. This is what the NFL was built on. It was just brutal. And after that Thursday night game, brutal national standalone games for the NFL this week between Thursday night and Monday Night Football. Like, those sandwich spots, not great. Not what you wanted.
Yeah, not at all. Saquon Barkley, 22 carries, only 60 yards after a big game last week where he had over 100 rushing yards. I don't want to say necessarily, he did continue to struggle. 2.7 yards per carry. That's not very good. As long as 15 yards. Mm. I mean, I think you credit a lot of that to Green Bay's run defense as well. DeVonta Smith, he had the lone touchdown in this game. scratch that. Josh Jacobs scored for the Packers late. But the lone touchdown for the Eagles, a pretty nice 36-yard touchdown pass. That was great. A.J. Brown, are we going to get another cryptid tweet today? He had 2 catches, 3 targets, 13 yards. How do you not get A.J. Brown going a little bit more than that? Like the Bears, Rome Odunze didn't have a catch in the previous game in week 9. Rome Odunze's dad takes to the internet. I don't think that influenced Ben Johnson by any means. But then the very first pass of the Bears game, they go to Rome, get him going a little bit. Why can't you do something like that with A.J. Brown?
Is it because they don't need to? Like, is it because, I mean, I guess, granted, after last night, maybe you'd argue that they do need to. But yeah. Do you chalk it up because the Eagles have so many weapons and that you really don't need to feed A.J. Brown as much as, say, like a Bears team would need to? A Bears team that needs that superstar? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure we're getting something insane from A.J. Brown. I hope it's during the show. That would be amazing. I hope he rolls over, gets out of bed, and just hits send. Like, at this point, I feel like A.J. Brown just has, in his drafts, like, I feel like he just has a bunch of drafted tweets that he just saves, and he just picks one whenever he wants to be, you know, a little salty, and he just hits send. Like, I don't think these are coming off the dome anymore.
That's actually a great idea, his content calendar. I mean, that's what brands do all the time, get those tweets out
scheduled,
in the drafts and ready to go.
Tweets.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that we have to talk about from this game, and not just kind of the implications of the Packers losing this, but also what in the world was Sirianni doing going for it on 4th and 6th when the Packers' only chance of really tying the game was kicking a field goal? And basically you set them up in fairly good field goal position, sir. Thankfully, like, they didn't quite get enough for that kick to be close. But that was an extremely questionable call.
I also feel like this is the yearly, what is Nick Sirianni doing? Like, I feel like we're at this point every year where Eagles fans start to turn on him. Us, the quote-unquote, the proverbial us in the media, start to be like, is this guy really that good of a head coach? Like, yes, he's been to a couple Super Bowls. He's won one. But is he really that good of a coach? And it's moments like that where you feel like, if the Eagles are going to make a deep playoff run and they're going to maybe make a run to the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl, like, they kind of got lucky. I don't want to say lucky, but is what it is. Like, I already said it twice, so I guess we're in this boat now. Like, they kind of got lucky in that they were so much better than everybody last year, where they just blitzed teams. And Sirianni didn't have to make a lot of tough calls, or, you know, knife edge calls, as we like to call them, in tough spots where I feel like time after time, it feels like he's really not that great at making those calls, even though he does have a championship, even though he does have a really good team. The record speaks for itself. But I feel like at the end of the day, when it comes to crunch time, 9 times out of 10, he's going to make a call that makes you go, what? Are we sure this is the right move? But, I mean, it works out that they're getting away with it.
I mean, he's lucky McManus didn't quite have the leg in the practice kick that he got, which then essentially told Matt LaFleur that they needed to go for it in other manners. But, like, had the Packers tied the game and possibly gone on to win in overtime, like, that is all anyone would be talking about in this game. Not the way the defense played, not the way Jalen Hurts played down the stretch. Like, it would only be that. Why even put yourself in that situation? I don't understand that, especially when your defense all game gave up 7 points, and that was late in the fourth quarter. Like, kick the ball, kick it, and trust your defense to not even allow the Packers to get anywhere close to field goal range.
Nick Sirianni's getting that itch to take his kids up to the podium after it. Use them as a vest, as a barrier between him and the media. He's got that itch. He's like, my kids haven't been seen on camera in a while. Let's do something stupid so I can bring them up to the post game and, you know, use them so people feel bad for me and don't ask me too many hard questions. I don't know. I don't know what the exact answer is. And the thing is too, Kate, like, that was really cold last night, obviously in Lambeau, like, not great kicking conditions. If that kick happens 3 months ago, probably nails it, right? Like, warmer conditions, softer football, like, probably makes that kick as opposed to a weird November where it's horribly cold out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it was chilly last night. That didn't look fun.
The chilly Packers threw losses. Too, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I do have to go outside today. Yesterday, I didn't have to, thankfully. Packers 3 losses this season. They've given up 13, 16, and 10 points. That's brutal. When you give up that few of points, your defense plays that well, but your offense can't get going. And I feel like that's something that we've seen around the league for a couple teams, is just like the offenses this year aren't quite as potent, as dominant as we have in last year. But like, if you're the Packers and you're giving up less than or just over 2 touchdowns a game, you're expecting to win those games. So is this concerning for the Packers, or more of a good sign that their defense is still playing well? It's just the offense needs to catch up. Like, how do you even make sense of that?
I feel like for me, when I'm watching this, because I mean, remember just what, 4 weeks ago, we were crowning the Packers NFC champions. We were saying, mm-hmm. get those tickets in, make those bets. And now a couple of weird losses to the Panthers and the loss last night, and we're kind of reevaluating things. But I think that the offense, I'm not, you should be worried, obviously, but I feel like the offense can catch up, because we've seen Jordan Love hit that second gear in the second half of the season. I mean, Kate, me and you were talking on Saturday on the Better Angle. It's almost Toyotathon. It's almost Jordan Love season. Yeah. We've seen this with him, where he hits that gas pedal in the second half of the season. Hell, that's why he was able to get that giant contract a couple of years ago, because his play down the stretch at the end of the, what was it, 23-24 season. So I feel like the offense will be fine for the Packers, especially as they get healthier. Matthew Golden didn't play last night, which isn't a huge thing, but he's a rookie receiver who has the potential to be your number one. You know, you always have Christian Watson in and out, and he played last night and played pretty well. But
Tucker Kraft I think was really big too.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And I feel like that is what the Packers are kind of, they're in the fallout stage almost of, like, they're figuring out what this is without Tucker Kraft, because let's be honest, he was your number one. He was your number one receiver. He was Jordan Love's favorite target. So now I feel like they're still kind of piecing it together, but at least you know you have the defense, and the defense can do things like that, where I know they lost the game, but you hold the Philadelphia Eagles to 10 points. It's a moral victory. I know there's no real moral victories in the NFL, but you know, in November right now, you kind of take that, especially because the Packers are still very much in contention, especially for the division.
Super Bowl odds right now reshuffled after last night. Eagles 7-1, third shortest odds. They're sitting behind the Kansas City Chiefs and the Rams. Packers way down the board. I'm not even seeing. Oh, Packers right now are 15-1. If you go over to the divisions, the Eagles have essentially run away with that division. They're minus 4,000. No one is betting that right now. At least I hope you're not. NFC North division race. Yeah, it's still the Lions and the Packers, right? The Bears are plus 750. Vikings aren't even in the race. Lions minus 125. Packers plus 175. I just am not sure I'm comfortable even, like, at this price. It's nothing phenomenal, but the Packers are still, like, squarely in this race. They've only played one division game, so they still have five more to go, which I think is a good sign for the Packers. And they beat the Lions in their lone game first week of the season, and that's when we all jumped on the Packers being like, this is a dominant, this is a Super Bowl caliber team because their defense, Micah Parsons, blah, blah, blah. I still think this is the Lions division to lose. I'm not going to bet into that at minus 125, but I have a lot more faith in the Lions right now than I do in the Packers.
How many people, Kate, are going to open up the odds board today and look at the standings and see if the Bears are tied for the NFC North lead with the Packers and with the Lions, and the Packers just, what is it, a half game behind because of the tie? And they're going to look at the odds and see the huge discrepancy. Like, how many people on hashtag gambling Twitter are going to give out the Bears today? It's going to be more than one. It's like there's going to definitely be hashtag value. Got to get it. Price is wrong. Meanwhile, the Bears have played two division games. They still have to play the Lions again. They still have to play the Vikings again. They still have to play the Packers twice. It's not great. Oh, by the way, the Bears still have to play the 49ers and the Eagles.
Yeah, The Bears schedule gets increasingly difficult.
It's not awesome.
Over the second half of the season. But I will say the Packers is not all that easy as well. Sure, they have the Giants next week in New York, but then you go division Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago. You have a break in division games, but you go to Denver and take on the 8-2 Broncos. I don't love Bo Nix this year. I think a lot of people are probably in that boat, but that's still a very good football team. Division game against the Bears. Then you go Baltimore, Minnesota. Like, it is going to be tough sledding for the Green Bay Packers. So that and that's also why I'm not even going to look at them for the division right now, because if you don't have an offense, you're not beating a lot of those teams. You're not beating the Ravens, who are going to put up a boatload of points, or even the Lions. Like, yeah, that Broncos offense isn't great as well, but that's going to be a deep slugfest. Whereas I think the Lions schedule a little bit easier. They have the Giants, they have Dallas, they have Pittsburgh. Sure, you have a Rams team mixed in there, a couple of divisions, but like those three that I just named are very winnable for Detroit.
Are we saying there's hashtag value on the Lions at a minus price to win the NFC North? I'm genuinely asking. Like, that might not be wrong. Like, I know it's a minus price, but you could argue that it should be even longer.
Yeah. I mean, now that we talk through that and talk through the schedules.
Something to think about. Kate, really fast before we go to break. I know we only have a minute, but the Room last night, 4-1. The Room smashed last night. And we've said this before, like, every now and then, the Room finds one. And it took till the end, basically. But Devonta Smith over, Christian Watson over, Josh Jacobs over receiving yards, Saquon Barkley over receptions. The Room had a nice little night. And so you know what that means, though. They're going to go over.
Yep, but that means we clean up on the sharp, quote, side. Because we get all the insights here over at BetMGM and we share them with you. So if you listen to the show, you're probably going to make some money. Coming up on the other side, Brian Daboll not making any more money from the Giants, at least going forward. He got fired. What is next for that New York team, and who could be potentially taken over next season? We'll talk through that next here on Bet Starts with Kate Constable and Jake Hassan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.